теми положениями о свободных выборах, которые Российская Федерация обязана исполнять.
And after all, the Russian Federation has signed up to free and fair elections, and an election process is something that lasts about 6 or 7 months. And in other Council of Europe member states, they do invite long-term observers in months ahead and not just 1 week ahead, which is what Putin's people are doing now. That is not acceptable. So I would like our friends here in the Parliamentary Assembly to understand this as well. This is not acceptable behavior on the part of the regime. And you shouldn't allow yourselves to be manipulated by Putin's bureaucrats in this way. And that's exactly what's going to happen if you just turn up for the day of the election and you won't have any in-depth analyses from the professionals. So you'll just be used for manipulation, and I don't want to see that happen. And I don't want to see our friends from various countries in Europe, of the Council of Europe, falling into that trap. That's the first thing. Secondly, the second important thing is that Russian citizens are leaving the country in masses over the last 3 years, particularly, but particularly in the last year. I think about 100,000 people have left in the last year. Indeed, very recently, since the announcement that Putin and Medvedev are going to swap places, which obviously was expected, it was kind of obvious that it was going to happen, but several people have left the country since that. So there's this unchangeable nature of the regime, which is what Putin has just announced. In other words, nothing is going to change. So this is a much bigger problem for all of us. It goes beyond just manipulation of the elections. It means that basically the election to the Duma and the presidential elections beyond that are just being used for exerting influence and preventing any kind of change. People aren't perhaps ready enough yet to defend their legitimate rights, but eventually things will come to that pass. So one of the aims of me being here is to look at what kind of peaceful mechanism there is to emerge from this situation. And setting up a coalition, perhaps, involving economic parameters as well, which are so influential. We want people to continue getting their wages and pensions, but what influences that particularly is the price of oil in Russia. And the price of oil is going down, and so these external factors may come into play very quickly. So the question is how to avert revolution and how to ensure that there can be a change in power to people who are genuinely elected. So that would be the preferential way forward. And because of what's happening in the country, there are signs of things moving, because everybody has realized now that these people are going to be in power for another 12 years. And yet, that's an awful long time in politics, and things can happen very quickly, so we'll see.